Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, Scott, I played that clip for you. You got hit pretty hard yesterday. Are you getting back up and moving forward?
How are we doing?
I am moving forward. It was this time yesterday I told you about how I got hacked. And literally, as I explained to a good friend of mine today, the hackers knocked on the door and I unlocked it for them.
You unlocked it for them, put out a welcome mat, and said, please,
come on in,
and steal all of my things.
Get you a cold beverage?
No.
Didn't even make them take off their shoes.
I mean,
if you guys missed the podcast about what happened to Scott, it's the very first hour yesterday. It is worth your time because we figured out in real time on the show what the mistake that you made that you didn't even realize.
I made a couple of mistakes.
You had
made. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
So anyway, went to the bank this morning, unfroze my checking account long enough to close it and have it transferred into a new account.
Good.
Thank you, Nancy Miller, from wherever the hell you're from. So now I have an insurance bill that is due in 4 days.
Yep.
So I'm going over to my mom's tomorrow morning. This is the inconvenience of allowing yourself to be hacked.
Well, it's a lot less inconvenient than having someone steal everything that you own and your identity.
You're right. And so tomorrow morning, I'm going over to my mom's. This morning, I went to the bank. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to my mom's. She's going to pay all of my bills with her card.
And then you pay her.
And then I'm going to give her cash.
Good.
And then Friday, is his name Cody Akins? Is that right?
That is correct, yeah, Cody Akins.
Cody Akins is coming over to the house on Friday at 9 to scrub my computer clean.
Okay. He's going to need an extra SOS pad. Bring extra Brillo.
I have an update.
From Nancy Miller. And by the way, her name is not Nancy Miller. She was calling you from China or India.
It was India.
What's your name? Nancy. Okay.
Miller. And when I wrote it down on a piece of paper, I laughed. I had to silence my phone.
I'm like, yet you still had a conversation with this woman for 40 minutes, but go ahead.
So anyway, this morning, T leaves for work, and she leaves the house at 6:45. I get up, I put on my blue Stafford robe, and I'm watching the news, minding my own business.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing laundry, tidying up the house. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heading to the bank at 9. Mm-hmm. Already know that.
Yep.
So in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to get in the shower. I'm sipping coffee and watching the news in my very nice chair in the primary bedroom.
Okay.
Phone rings, and it's a number from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's got to be spam. And I just I send it straight to voicemail. It rings immediately back. Same number, same city.
We got a live one.
I go, who in the hell?
Oh, could it be Nancy Miller or Greg?
So anyway, I answer it and I go, hello? Clearly annoyed. Because if I don't have you saved in my...
Yeah, why are you calling me?
You know, I do have some relatives in Texas. Maybe this is one that I don't have the number for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling with bad news. My cousin's dead.
Her name's Nancy Miller. She wants to be part of your family.
So I said, hello? And she goes, hi, this is Microsoft IT tech support.
Oh, great. Oh, please tell me you recorded that call.
I did not. I go, oh... And I had my wits about me.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, thank you so much for calling me back.
Yes, thank you.
And she goes, well, it's my pleasure. What can I do? I'm not kidding you. This is a true story. And I said, this wouldn't happen to be Nancy Miller, would it? And she goes, yes.
Wow.
And I go, Nancy, thank you for calling me back. I'm not kidding you.
You have got to be kidding me. They had the nerve to call you again.
I said, Nancy, thank you so much for returning the call. She goes, what can I do to help you?
She wanted you to turn the computer back on.
I cannot repeat for sake of losing this license.
You didn't string her on for another 30 seconds?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I told her to go do something to herself.
Right, and it wasn't go have a nice meal on me, although they probably are because they have all of your credit card information. Do you have the laptop or desktop? Has it ever been opened since you figured out they got in?
No.
You just shut it and you never opened it again?
That is correct.
That's why they are calling you.
Yeah, she was going to say, we can solve your problem by turning your laptop back on. Yes, I spoke to my boss,
and if you just open your laptop and you type in these four or five keystrokes, we're going to help you.
So I am normally a very calm...
I would not have given to be there when that call came in.
I'm very passive, relaxed. I lit her up. I told her to go do something to herself.
Right.
I told her she is a... Oh, I forgot about this part. I told her she belonged in prison. I told her she's a hacker. Well, I said, you're a hacker bee. And she says to me, and I'm not kidding. She goes, are you accusing me of being a scammer? And I go, I'm not accusing you.
Nancy.
I said, Nancy.
If that's even your real name, which it's not.
You are a scammer. And I told her to go burn in hell.
Good. And then you hung up?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't call back, did they?
No, they did not.
They're like, yeah, the one in Kansas City, he's on to us. Let's move on.
He's no good.
Let's move on.
That fish is off the line. Yeah, that happened this morning.
Make sure to have Cody check your internet connection as well, because they can download stuff into your modem.
Oh, God, I agree. That's what I don't
want. Stop!
I know. Just have him scrub everything.
Download stuff into my modem? I don't even know what that means.
That is beyond my realm of knowledge, I know that it's an option.
What is a modem?
Oh, boy.
We'll talk. You know what?
There's this thing called the internet.
We're going to handle this offline. He will help you scrub all of it, and it's going to be fine. But it was a huge public service. I'm sorry that it happened to you. If you want a tutorial on what not to do when someone calls you and says, you know, we're going to help you with your computer because it's frozen, listen to the first hour of the program yesterday.
I was just floored that they had the gall to call me
back. Nerved because they thought they had a live one, and they did.
I know.
For an hour, you were on the phone with them.
I know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.